It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 104.1 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Fellow foodies, thank you once again for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio, and I am in my happy place because we are broadcasting live. We are pre-gaming a little bit because, as you know, all great parties start with an epic pre-game, and we are pre-gaming live at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort and the Flying V Bar and Grill because we are just about an hour away from the first annual Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue. This is a spectacular evening under the stars down at the Coyote Corral here at the lovely, majestic Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. We've got all kinds of great produce and poultry and pork purveyors who have brought their A-game to this great event. There are still just a few tickets remaining. Only $45 gets you an incredible night of live blues, live rockabilly, some killer culinary and cocktail experiences. All again, only for $45. So come on out here at Lowe's and join the party and the pregame here at the Flying V. Well, anyway, we're going to kind of take a little rotation through all of the great farmers and purveyors that call Southern Arizona on a home. There's so many chefs that use some of these folks in putting together their menus and actually putting their artistry at the center of the plate and kicking things off on this show today. Some people call him Tucson's favorite purveyor of poultry. He's from Top Knot Farms, and his name is Michael Muthart. Michael, how are you, sir?
Hi, Matt. How are you tonight? It's great to talk to you.
I'm so excited to talk to you. And, like, this is a busy day. You've got hundreds of chickens that are being prepared just for me down at the Coyote Corral tonight.
That's right. They almost didn't let me leave the farm. I had to fight my way out of there.
So what is it about Top Knot Farms? Look, I get the privilege, Michael Muthart, to talk to so many chefs around town. And I have lost count, man, how many chefs say I want to use local poultry, and when I'm thinking about local poultry, I want to work with Top Knot Farms and only Top Knot Farms. Why do you think that is, man?
Yeah, well, I think that, first of all, we offer a very special product. There's nobody in Southern Arizona that's doing exactly what we're doing, and there are a handful of incredible restaurants in Tucson and Phoenix that understand what we're trying to do, and they have the clientele, they have the customers that go to their restaurant that are looking for a unique item like pasture-raised poultry, duck, quail, chicken.
Okay, so you have ducks, quails, chickens, geese, pheasants, coming up on turkey season.
Turkeys, right.
That's a lot of poultry to keep your eye on.
Yeah, we do it all. Anything with feathers will grow. I mean, we like to grow good birds, whatever tastes good.
So you say people are wanting to work with you because they like what you are trying to do. What are you trying to do? Like, okay, look, a chicken's a chicken, right? I mean, a chicken, if I'm going to roll up my sleeves and tear into some great chicken, am I going to be able to tell the difference between something that was raised out in the pasture eating bugs and such as compared to a chicken that, let's just say, didn't have that level of luxury and it's a very brief amount of time on the planet?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we think that there's something special about what we're doing because the birds that we grow live a natural life. They're outside. They get rain. They get sunshine. They get grass, seeds, bugs. And we think that, you know, all of that extra greatness that the birds get carries through in the flavor of the meat and produces a healthier bird And we think that we have a great alternative to commercially grown poultry.
And a healthy bird is a happy bird.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you want your bird happy.
Absolutely.
At that moment, it leads the bird to the processing room, because respect for the protein is such an important part of the story as well, right?
Sure, absolutely. We give our birds a great life. They have a lot of great days with us, and then just one really bad day.
Yeah. Well, their bad day is my great day, especially right. When I'm tearing into some Top Knot Farms chickens. How many chickens do you have right now running around at the farm?
Yeah, that's a great question. So on the farm right now, we have about 2,500 birds at various stages of life, everything from day-old chicks to birds that are ready to be harvested.
And how do you know when that moment is right? I mean, you have to nail this pretty precisely when it comes time for that chicken to say, you know, I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to be served. When do you know the moment is right?
Sure. Well, we look at weight. That's the target that we're going for. We can look at a bird and have a pretty good idea of what it's going to clean up, the weight that it will dress out at. But yeah, we're looking at feathers. We're looking at the way the bird walks. It's pretty easy.
The bird walks.
Yeah, it sounds funny. It's kind of silly, but you can tell by the gait that a bird has how much weight it's carrying. And, so yeah, there's little tricks like that.
Where's your farm?
Our farm is 45 minutes east of Tucson outside of the town of Benson, Arizona.
And you're raising the poultry. You are harvesting the poultry.
Right.
You are processing the poultry right there at the farm, which I understand is kind of atypical.
Right, right. We have a great setup. We work with the Arizona Department of Agriculture, and we're fortunate enough to have a room, a processing plant, that we butcher our birds on the farm, and we're selling fresh birds. We don't freeze what we do. So typically a chef will call and place an order with our purveyors on a Sunday or Monday, and then by Wednesday or Thursday, the chefs have fresh product in their hand. I mean, I don't know of any other way that they could have fresher birds.
So you've got your birds taking center stage tonight. One of the many culinary action stations. We've got Chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Dessert. He is literally suspending your birds from chain cables over an open fire.
Yeah.
Over the smoke. So you're getting the heat, you're getting the smoke, and they're literally dangling. It's like a chicken chandelier, for crying out loud.
Oh, it's incredible. The smell, I mean, when you walk up onto the property, you can smell the barbecue going, and it's great. I can't wait to dig in.
Yeah, so again, he's got smoked beer can chickens from Top Knot Farms. He's doing those. Again, that is just one station. He's also going to have some pheasant and foie gras sausages dialed up. And again, that is one station. There's great places for wonderful Whiskey Del Bac. He's going to be making Whiskey Del Bac and EG's cocktails. There's going to be more Dragoon beer than you can ever imagine, and you're going to be having all kinds of great live music. You've got Al Fowl, Rockabilly Extraordinaire. You got Tom Wabank, who I saw open up for B.B. King many years ago. This is going to be a spectacular evening, and I am so jazzed, Michael Mudehart, to go down there and rip apart some of that beer can chicken and know the story that you told me about, so I can kind of continue on telling the story about these special chickens and why they were honored to call Top Knot Farms home.
Right.
Thank you so much, Michael Mudehart.
Okay.
All right, let's go have some chickens.
Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to shift from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort over to Casino del Sol, because three-time Iron Chef Ryan Clark is going to be up with us on the other side of this break talking about the Arizona Farm and Food Festival. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Flying V Bar and Grill at the magnificent Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, and we are pre-gaming. It's almost like the red carpet show before the big awards. We are pre-gaming the first annual Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue. It's happening tonight starting at 6:15, going all the way up until 10 o'clock. You've got multiple culinary action stations featuring purveyors of poultry and pork and produce, all of the wonderful reasons we call Southern Arizona home. Just a few tickets left for this epic evening under the stars. $45 gets you everything, including the booze. Come on out here and join us again at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. Well, our next guest is certainly no stranger to our audience. In fact, he has been a hero of mine low these many years, and not just my own hero, the community's hero, because he is three-time Iron Chef of Tucson from Casino del Sol. Ryan Clark is in the house. Ryan, what's going on, brother?
Matt, what's going on? How are you?
Are you, what do you mean, how am I? Are you kidding me? I mean, like, I'm surrounded by, like, Top Knot Farms chickens and E&R pork pigs. We got Tucson Tamale Company. We've got Whiskey Del Bac. We've got EG's. We've got Harley Davidson's. Oh, my.
I'm going to tell you, if I wasn't working, you know where I'd be. I
of
would
course.
Be there with you.
Of course. You know, when we talk about Chef Ken Harvey, you know, he has this spirit. He has this appreciation for what local means, and he is constantly working with local farmers and purveyors to really give his guests here at the resort a sense of place, to remind them that they are in Tucson, Arizona. And I know this spirit, Ryan Clark, is something that drives everything that you do down at the Casino del Sol. And, in fact, you're going to be holding an event coming up here in a couple of weeks. It's really going to be a manifestation of that commitment to local, right?
Oh, we're stoked. We have an amazing event coming up, just like Ken's. It's going to be November 10th. It's a Saturday. It's in the afternoon, 11:30 to 3 p.m. It's called the Arizona Farm and Food Festival. Mm-hmm. And we're hooking you up right now with over 80 vendors. These are farmers, wineries, breweries, chefs, restaurateurs. Everybody's coming together to create a special dish just for you. Over 38 tents, over 80 vendors locally going to be serving samples of food.
I can't even get my head around that. So it's happening on November the 10th starting at 11:30. Now, where in the vast campus of Casino del Sol is this whole thing going down, man?
Oh, the best spot for a big event, Ava Amphitheater. So we've got a huge area where we usually hold our concerts. Out there, and our concert season's wrapping up, and it's November. It's a perfect time to be outside, and we're excited to have everybody out there to taste Tucson, taste local.
So how is this event kind of staged? So say, you know, I'm going to go to this event. I'm going to go to Ava in the amphitheater, be surrounded by all of my fellow foodies, and I'm literally surrounded by, you said, more than 80 craftsmen are going to be peddling their wares. What's the strategy for working your way around so you don't miss anything?
Well, definitely get the enhanced ticket. That gets you the alcohol, so you can do the beer and the wine and the spirit samplings. But you kind of make your way through. There's going to be live music. We have face painters. I think we have some farm animals out there. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff. Good things for the kids too. This is an all ages event, so you can bring the family out. The farmers market will be there from Heirloom Farmers Market, one of our big sponsors.
Wow.
Tucson Foodie, Shamrock Foods is hooking it up. So we're really excited to have everybody come out.
You know, I was talking to Michael Muthart from Top Knot Farms here earlier in this show, and he's just one of the 80 that's going to be throwing some amazing poultry into the game.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be out there. He's partnered up with Jonathan from Jonathan's Cork. They're doing a phenomenal duck liver pate. You know, that's just what's so cool is getting these chefs together with the with the different vendors and having them come up with something cool to share with the community.
Now, you mentioned alcohol, Ryan Clark, and I just need to dial you back because you're going to actually be showcasing, as you said, some of the great leaders from the libation spectrum in Southern Arizona. Who's going to be libating us that day?
Oh, we've got everybody from wineries, breweries, of course your spirits. You know, of course Del Bach will be there, and they're going to have some samples as well. A few of the different breweries out there. Well, one of my favorite things to do is, and what we've done with this event is we've kind of placed the wineries and breweries with the vendors. So typically when you walk around and you get a food sample, then you maybe go get a glass of wine. We actually have these paired at the station.
Oh,
so the tasting of wine or the tasting of beer will go at that specific dish.
Okay. So, how much are tickets for this event?
I believe the main event is $55, and that's for the whole ticket, like I said. If you want to just come in and do food samplings and check out the festivity, it's only $35 to come out.
Okay, so it starts at just $35, and it goes up from there depending on what kind of experience you want to create for yourselves. The weather is going to be spectacular. Again, it's November the 10th from 11:30 to 3 at the beautiful Ava Amphitheater at the Casino del Sol. And you're doing this in partnership, Ryan Clark, with our good friends at the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance this year, right?
We couldn't do it without them. They're absolutely phenomenal. They put together so many great events for the Tucson community. And I thought, if I'm going to do an event, I'm going to make it right. Why not partner up with them and watch the money really flow back into the Tucson community and support these great events? So
that's exactly
what we're going to do.
That's what this is all about. So there's going to be a lot of hard-working chefs in town that are bringing their A game. What are you going to be serving that day? I mean, if I want to have that Ryan Clark moment, what am I going to be sinking my teeth into on November the 10th?
Oh, you definitely want to come check out our booth. We're partnered up with two local vendors. We have Double Check Ranch, good friends of mine, as well as High Energy Agriculture and Ann. We're taking some of their grass-fed chuck. We've already started it. We're making a pastrami out of it. Mm. It'll be thinly sliced with a house-made Parker roll, a horseradish and mustard sauce. And then Ann from High Energy Agriculture is making some sauerkraut for us to go on there. So a nice little bite for everybody.
Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so this is one of those events. There's a lot of folks that listen to the show that are just, local enthusiasts. They're going to be racing to get their tickets. What's the easiest and fastest way for people to procure their tickets for this event on November the 10th?
Well, CasinoDelSol.com. You go on there, go click on our headliner events. There'll be a big page there for the Arizona Farm and Food Festival. And right there, you'll find the ticket link. Get your tickets. We're going to sell out. I guarantee it. So get them as soon as possible.
All right. You're hearing from Ryan Clark from Casino del Sol. Winding out a very busy month of October, and I think you guys are doing Oktoberfest today, right?
We have Oktoberfest going on. And by the way, we're talking local. We had Ben Forbes whip up just a measly 2,500 bratwursts from scratch that we're serving out there at Oktoberfest. We've got live music. It's happening right now at Casino del Sol out at the pool. It's free to get in, so go check it out while you can.
Jumbo German pretzels. I think you were giving away free Oktoberfest mugs to the first 300 people. I'm sure that you're probably on 3,000 by now. But anyway, everything that you do in this community, Ryan Clark, this community is owes you a debt of gratitude because you were one of the first out of the chutes that said, look, we need to support these hardworking men and women in our own community, our farmers, our artisans, our purveyors. And I salute you and everything you're doing. I can't wait to see you down at the Casino del Sol.
I appreciate that, Matt, and thank you. And when I get out of here today, I might make my way down there to Lowe's and Tana Canyon and have a little fun with you guys.
A little bourbon, a little cigar at the end of the night, brother. Save me some now.
You got it. All right, take it
thanks
easy.
Thanks so much, Ryan. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, the big man is here. Rod Miller from E&R Pork is with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
We are broadcasting live from the Flying V Bar and Grill at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. We are pre-gaming in style. We are just, about less than an hour away from the opening of the gates for the Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue, Barrio Bread, Tucson Tamale, Dragoon Brewing Company, Whiskey Del Bach, Top Knot Farms, Merchant's Garden, E&R Pork, Pivot Produce, Tucson Harley Davidson. We've got our performers, Tom Walbank and Al Fowle, and of course, the Honorable Chef Ken Harvey is presiding over the entire affair. Coming out of here, a couple more tickets left. $45 will get you in all the great things you can eat and drink, and here is a man who is he never misses one of these local parties because his pork, his pigs, are always at the center of the conversation when everybody is talking about local food. He is a celebrity purveyor of pork, life-changing pork, that is, from E&R Pork. Our good friend Rod Miller is in the house. Rod, what's going on, man?
Thank you, Matt, for letting us be here tonight.
Of course. I mean,
this is great, what they're doing up here this time around.
Isn't this fun?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you couldn't have had better weather.
No,
right?
It's perfect.
I mean, last weekend would have been a little different.
but
this is perfect.
Yeah, but most of the people that are here, it's just perfect weather.
Yeah.
And what Ken's doing up here is a real good thing for everybody, for the local farmers, for the local producers, for the local breweries, everybody local. We even got Don Barrio that don't normally make buns. He's made buns for our pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You know, Don Garrett, he has become a celebrity darn near overnight.
Yeah.
New York Times wrote a story about this guy. Again, Barrio Bread, he's going to be partnering with you at E&R Pork with some great pork sandwiches. But let's talk about your pigs for a minute, man. I mean, last time you were on the show, we were doing talking about Louisiana barbecue at Red's on Main Gate Square. How are the pigs looking this time of year?
We're doing really good. We've expanded a lot. The public and the restaurants and all the resorts and everything have really got us going. We've expanded. We're a little bigger than I thought we'd ever be.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you bring quality ingredients and a wonderful family story to stand behind it, that's what gets people excited.
Nothing has changed. We still buy our grain from Ted Haas out of Bonita Grain down in Wilcox. Mm. He still grows our corn for us. He's just growing a lot more for us. We still get a lot of spent grain from the breweries that we feed to them.
Those are happy pigs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Spent grain from the breweries.
Yeah. And we still mix and grind our own feed on the farm, so we know where all of our port origin is coming from.
Yeah.
We're probably five times bigger than we were 5 years ago.
Five times bigger.
Yeah.
So what do you think is behind that huge accelerated success? I mean, taste the difference?
The same thing is behind all the other farmers that are taking it to value-added program. Respect for the animal. Respect for the animal and the quality. You can raise a large amount of animals and still have respect and quality for them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as Mike Mughart from Top Knot Farms was saying, respect is very much at the center of what you do. And that makes a difference to the end user, like myself, who actually appreciates that as part of the whole circle.
Yeah, and you know, people think like all of us people that like us, with our biosecurity on the farm, we're not hiding nothing. We can't have a disease come in because I've got so many restaurants and so many other people that are dependent on us for this product. We can't have, like, these big corporate companies. They have all these diseases going around.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We're tight on that. But, I mean, the public has been so great for us. I mean, we have people calling us all the time, you know, and they come out to the farm. They still come out to the farm, you know. We got in with the co-op.
Oh, great.
In town here. We're at Time Market now. Yes. Rincon Market still supplies them. We still supply them with pork.
Where's the farm, Rod?
Farm is 7 miles south of Valencia and I-10.
Right on, yeah.
We're basically, if everybody flies out of the Tucson International Airport, they fly right over our farm.
And you can wave to the pigs.
Yep, they can wave to the pigs. F-16s every morning at 7:49, 8 o'clock, fly right over our place.
Now, let's talk about those pigs.
Yes.
I understand that Ken Harvey has brought in two 180-pound
yes.
pigs for our enjoyment,
yes.
which he has, I think he began smoking them last night.
Yeah, the gentleman was here. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he started last night smoking them. Spent all night here. Hopefully he went home and got some sleep. We brought some Berkshires in for him that they run. We run purebred Berkshires. We run purebred Red Wattles, Duroks, and Mangalese.
And Mangaleses, those are the hairy
those
ones,
are the
right?
hairy ones.
The big hairy
the
pigs.
The big, these things are huge. I mean, they're huge. They got hair on them. They literally got 3 to 4 inch long hair on them.
Oh, my gosh. But you're doing which ones are you doing tonight?
We're doing the Berkshires tonight.
The Berkshires. Okay.
Yeah.
So these are big, beautiful pigs.
Yes.
They've been smoking all night. Chef is doing a smoked pulled pork sandwich
yes.
with, again, fresh produce from local farms
yes.
And Don Guerra's Barrio bread, making that
yes.
bun especially for that
yes.
pork.
Yes, and I think they made, I'm not for sure, but I think they made the mustard and everything. I think it's their house mustard.
Beautiful.
So I think all that's made. I was really impressed by the way this place is up here. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Just everybody should just come up here just to relax.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to be doing that, you know, relaxing here. I'm actually going to be going to the award-winning Blues, Brews, and Barbecue brunch here tomorrow morning. Ken Harvey says that if you're going to be going to the barbecue tonight and the brunch tomorrow, that is effectively a barbecue coma that you're going to be falling into.
You know, and the thing about up here, if you guys come up here tonight, and you see everybody's purveyors at this other restaurants and stuff, at least you get to meet the owner of the place.
And that's what I'm talking about.
You
exactly.
get to meet the person behind her, like me. My wife is here. Erica, my wife is here. Half the people don't even get to meet her, but she's the person behind her. She's the one pushing me up the hill when I'm sliding down
Isn't
the hill.
Isn't that beautiful? A big round of applause for Erica. Are you kidding me?
And she's the one pushing me up there. She says, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Well, we're glad that she's telling you to keep going, and you have nowhere else to go.
No.
Because this community is hungry,
Rod
Miller. But anyway, this is Rod Miller from E&R Pork. He's got two big, beautiful, bountiful pigs that we're going to be enjoying tonight. I might even start my journey there with the pork and with Top Knot Farms chickens and then kind of see where I go from there, a little bourbon in between, maybe a
there
couple of Dragoon beers.
There
but anyway,
go.
Rod Miller from E&R Pork, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
everything
everybody.
You
thank
and
you.
Erica do in this community. Love you guys. We'll see you down in the Coyote Corral in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick news break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to find out what's making news here at the Flying V as we've just shifted from summer to fall at the center of the plate. Right here on the Menu Live. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. Hey there, fellow foodies. As you know, I love local. And every week, I love to tell the stories of local restaurants, local food, local drink, and the local folks behind them. And on November the 10th, they will all come together for an afternoon dedicated to the deliciousness of Arizona food and beverage. It's the first annual Arizona Farm and Food Festival on Saturday, November the 10th, from noon to 3 at the Casino del Sol's AVA Amphitheater. In partnership with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, the Casino del Sol will showcase showcase the talents of a number of Arizona's outstanding chefs, farmers, and purveyors who will create recipes that demonstrate the virtues of locally sourced ingredients. You'll also enjoy live cooking demonstrations, food samplings, hands-on workshops, children's activities, and more. Plus libations from our region's breweries and distilleries for the over 21 crowd, of course. Tickets start at just $35 and are available now at www.saca.org. That's www.saaca.org. We'll see you on November the 10th for a celebration of all things local at the Arizona Farm and Food Festival.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Flying V Bar and Grill at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. We are pre-gaming the first annual Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue happening at 6:15 tonight. Going deep into the night, I'm going to be privileged to be the MC for the evening's festivities. And check it out. We've got pit cooking and open fire barbecue, whole roasted hog, picnic and barbecue salads, ash cooked vegetable rescaldos, snack cakes and dirty shakes. We got live music, live blues music, live rockabilly music, and a host of local farmers and purveyors that are going to be bringing their best, including a convoy of Harley Davidsons and hot rods from Tucson Harley Davidson. The event is going to start at about 6:15 tonight with a Whiskey Del Bach and EG's cocktail, and we're going to be ushered into the Coyote Corral to live music, and we are going to be able to make our way through all these great stations. Again, a couple of tickets still remain. They're going quick. Only $45 for this entire extravaganza up here at Lowe's Ventana Canyon. Come on out and join us again. The party starts at 6:15. Well, if we're not for our next guest, we would not be able to broadcast live from the Flying V because this is his place. And I'm sure that he will tell us that it takes a village and all of that. But he is at the center of the story. He is there at the front of the house to greet you in all of his handsomeness. He is the manager of the Flying V Bar and Grill. Our good friend Aaron Wolf is here. Aaron, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
I am so excited to come back to the Flying V. You know, I'm asked this question all the time. What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite restaurant? That's an impossible question for me to answer. But I can do top five. And the Flying V, for 20 years, has been at the top of that list. What is it about the Flying V that you think has someone like me so excited about this brand?
You know, it's all about the guest service and the menus. Our team does a great job going ahead and making sure everyone is treated like family. You walk in the door, you never want to see anyone leave, just like family. Like, you invite them to your house, you never want to see a family member leave unhappy.
Right.
So that's the basis for what we do. Menu is the second. I mean, we do change our menu every 6 months or so. Our chef brings in local, unique flavors from around the area. Tucson, we have purveyors and farms that we use about four to five from. I mean, Green Valley Pecans, Wild Child Garden, Crow's Farm out of Benson, Avalon Gardens, just to name a few. Wow. We get our chilies, pecans, goat cheese, arugula. We try to get as many local flavors as we can from around the area.
And I love that because, you know, when I first met Ken Harvey and his culinary team, the spirit of local is at the heart of what he does. Now, and I understand that he's the executive chef at a Lowe's resort, which has a very strong brand, particularly in the food and resort world. But, you know, nationwide, people know about Lowe's. But when you come to Lowe's Ventana Canyon, you know that you're in Tucson. This is not some playbook that you are forced to execute from the boardroom of a big company. You have the ability. In fact, you're encouraged to make this your own, which is why you work with these local farmers and purveyors, because you want your guests to know they're dining in Tucson.
Correct. And that's our whole motto right there. We want local, we want unique, and we want to be, when you come to Tucson, we want you to know you're in Tucson, you're not in New York, you're not in Kansas City, you're not in Dallas. You are here in Tucson trying the unique local flavors.
Now, you've been at the Flying V for a while, but you just got the nod.
Yes.
To ascend to the pinnacle of your career. You're now the manager. How long have you been in the hot seat now?
About a year.
You've been the manager for a year. What was that transition like?
It was actually pretty smooth. I've been here for about 10 years or so. So moving on up was just kind of the next step in my career. And just knowing the locals, knowing the people that come year after year after year, we have a great following, just like you. So, I mean, it was a good transition.
And it's funny you say local, because this really is a place that this community has embraced. You know, you're not just a hotel guest who is dining on property. People that live here, that work here, that play here, continue to come to Lowe's and to the Flying V. I mean, look, I'm gonna go for my countless blues brews and barbecue brunch tomorrow, and I think that is 4 or 5 years running now, one of the top 100 brunches in the country?
Correct. That is top 100, one of the top 100 in the country continuously year after year after year. That is all thanks to Ken Harvey. He does a phenomenal job putting that together.
Okay, so I'm going to be doing this rockabilly blues and barbecue thing. I'm going to be eating, aggressively, because it's only from 6:15 to 10. So I need a strategy. All right. Then I'm going to take a little break this evening. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to have this barbecue blues and brews brunch. Am I overdoing it, Aaron Wolf?
Oh, never. Come on. You're a foodie. You love to eat. You love to drink. This is perfect for you.
And not necessarily in that order. But I digress. I digress. But anyway, you mentioned you change up the menu here a couple of times a year. I love, from a culinary perspective, this time of year because you're sort of transporting your palates from kind of, you know, lighter, fresher, you know, the summertime cuisine into the cooler climate. How does fall challenge the back of the house in putting a menu together?
So one of my favorite dishes on the new menu is the mesquite short rib. So what they do is they go ahead and braise a short rib, parsnip puree underneath, wild mushrooms from all over Arizona.
Beautiful.
And then what they do last minute, they go ahead and get some mesquite chips into a smoker, cover a dome over it, smoke it right there before they run it to the table, put a dome over it, and as you're walking into the table, it's just smoking that short rib, the wild mushrooms, the parsnips.
Me.
You walk to the table, pull that dome off, and you just get that mesquite flavor just throughout the entire restaurant.
Now, they're not doing that at the Lowe's in Detroit.
No, not at all.
I don't know if there's a Lowe's in Detroit, but I'm again, that is a capturing a moment in time that says this is what we do in Tucson. So the smoke literally
just
ascends the
aroma.
Moment that dome is beautiful.
The aroma throughout the restaurant, nice cold night, you just get that mesquite smoke flavor, the smoke coming out, the warmness from the dish. It's just that's what makes this restaurant in the wintertime.
So that's one of the new dishes
the
on
new
the
dishes.
When did you guys drop the new menu?
Last night.
And then this radio guy comes here and runs his mouth. So how did opening night go?
Opening went great.
Yeah.
We had great business, great feedback from our locals, our hotel guests. Everyone loved the new menu.
What are some of the other things that you have on the new menu?
We have a Brussels sprout and apple salad. So apples are local, Brussels sprouts, poached cherries on there, Wilcox apple cider vinaigrette.
Mm.
So just toss that in there with everything. Nice hearty flavors on that dish. Australian rack of lamb. On there, you got a sweet potato puree, roasted rutabago, and a blackberry compote. Some just nice flavors, a little bit of nutmeg in there. Just kind of brings that, like, holiday spirit to the restaurant.
I was just going to say, this is kind of the senses of holiday, really activating that place, you know, not only in your palate, but in your mind, because it takes you back to those younger years. You know, these are the kinds of fragrances that were in my home. You know, these are the kinds of experiences that I love to have. So this is continuing to tell the story about what this season looks and smells like at the center of the plate.
Exactly. And then some of the drinks are just the same way.
Drinks?
Yeah.
You said drinks, Aaron.
I said drinks. Come on. Like you said, you start with them.
All right, let's get going. What do we got shaking and stirring behind the bar?
One of my favorites is going to be the Honey Crisp. It's a play on like apple cider. So Woodford Reserve, we make our own apple simple syrup. So reduce down apple, a little sugar, sage in there. Mix it with some ginger beer, touch of lime, kind of that's that, and a fresh cinna stick to go ahead and stir
beautiful.
That. Get that nice, like, warm apple cider just going for wintertime syrup.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
That's one of the ones that I like the most on the new menu. We also do a Southwest Old Fashioned. So kind of a play on an old fashioned. Local whiskey, Thumb Butte Rye, right out of Prescott, Arizona.
Again, going local on the spirits as well.
Yes. So local spirits, Thumb Butte, vodka, and rye that we bring in. In that one, we're going to use a little agavero. It's going to be agave liqueur instead of like your syrup in there, and then just touch it all off a little Cointreau with some bourbon-soaked cherries. So
with some bourbon-soaked cherries. Sure. Boy, these are happy cherries. We talked about the happy pigs and the happy chickens at Top Knot Farms in E&R Park. These are very happy cherries.
Oh, yeah.
Surrendering to the goodness before they land in my mouth.
I got a couple back there if you want some right now.
This sounds absolutely beautiful. Again, this is a brand new, and there's Larry Gelman. You know, and whenever there's a party, Larry Gelman is always here. Watch out for this guy, Aaron Wolf. Just watch him because, you know, he's a Whiskey Del Bac guy. I would imagine that you have Whiskey Del Bac here.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Talking about local spirits. Whiskey Del Bac. Now, are you a single malt guy?
I'm a single malt guy.
Okay. On the spectrum of Whiskey Del Bac from Hamilton Distillers, do you like the classic, which doesn't have that mesquite smoke, the Dorado, which is that big bounty of mesquite smoke right out of the bottle, and then the clear.
You gotta go the mesquite smoke, Larry Gelman.
I mean, Larry likes them all, but Dorado is the one that leads the way.
Oh, yeah. There was a cigar with that, too.
Exactly. So, now, you mentioned Thumb Butte. Yeah. We talked about Whiskey Del Bac. Are you fascinated by the growth in the local spirits scene? I mean, look, we could talk about local brewers for another whole hour, because that has just been an explosion. But spirits are not far behind. I mean, I think there are like four or five, you know, distillers here just in southern Arizona.
It's amazing how much they're popping up all over the place. I'm looking forward to bringing as much in as I can over the next couple of years. But right now they just need to grow, get those distributors in, and prove themselves. I mean, right now Whiskey Del Bac is leading the way. I mean, come on. Without them, there would be no distilleries,
right,
or Flying Leap coming out with their vodka.
With the vodka,
soon.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Or their brandy that's coming out. I mean, they just led the way in Tucson. So I'm looking forward to what's next.
Now, how do you decide what actually gets the coveted spot on the shelf at the Flying V with all of these spirits that are coming out of every point, north, south, east, and west? I would imagine that there's some significant time spent on R&D with Aaron Wolf and his team tasting through the portfolio from all of these great spirit purveyors. I mean, what's your strategy to decide who gets to, you know,
As local as possible. We like to go ahead and give our local vendors the nod right away because that's what we represent at Lowe's. We want to be local, we want to be unique, and that's the way to do it.
Now, where are you on the beverage side of things? I mean, I love the wine list here. Yeah. I mean, let's just give honor where it's due. I think the list that has been curated here is quite exceptional. I would imagine that you like a glass of wine every now and then.
I love everything. I'm kind of like you. I dab in a little bit of everything. Whiskey and wine are my go-to.
All right. So on the whiskey side, what are you digging these days?
Whiskey Del Bac is one of my favorites. Right, I mean, got a bottle at home. Glenmorangie.
Okay.
Got to go with the Nectar d'Or if you like something a little sweeter.
Well, listen to you.
That's kind of my go-to for the sweeter side. You know, I just try to dabble in a little bit of everything. The mood you're in.
Right. I mean, and you could actually sit out here on the patio of the Flying V. Again, watch the sun go down. The fire features are, you know, the flames licking their way to the top, almost disappearing against the backdrop of the sunset, enjoying a great single malt scotch by the fire. And just, you know, that is the moment that you recreate every single day right here at the Flying V.
Exactly. Speaking of that, we do have an event coming up, a cigar and bourbon event coming up on November 8th.
I'm there.
You're there?
I'm there.
So it's going to be Fumar Hand-Rolled Cigars featuring Woodford Reserve. You get a flight of Woodford, two hand-rolled cigars, and little hors d'oeuvres that are going to be provided by Chef Tyler Wapowski, and then just live music by Dos Bros.
Okay, beautiful.
Right. So
hand-rolled cigars.
Hand-rolled cigars.
Okay, so are they doing the hand-rolling before they show up, or are you going to have a guy...
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So we do have some hand roll beforehand.
Which is fine.
Yeah, well, you gotta anticipate a crowd. So, but they're going to be hand rolling right there as well. So.
All right, and so that's happening on November the 8th?
November the 8th.
Okay, and it's cigars and bourbon. And you said it's a flight of Woodford?
Flight of Woodford, so you get a full shot of Woodford, Woodford Rye, and Woodford Double Oaked.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that's happening out on the patio?
Right on the patio.
Okay, and how much are tickets for that event?
35 a person.
Does that include the bourbon?
Bourbon. Cigars and food.
And the entertainment.
And the entertainment.
Okay, so how do people, is this something that people have to sign up for in advance?
Reservations.
Okay.
But it's kind of just flow. If you want to come at 7, 8, whenever, we'll be ready for you.
Okay, so, all right, what's the best way if they want to make a reservation? How do they do that?
Just call the hotel. Our number is 520-615-5495. Make reservations right here at the Flying V.
Okay, you know, there are a few things better, Aaron Wolf, than a beautiful premium cigar and a lovely distilled bourbon. You know, perhaps you know, a rye, even a single malt. When you have those moments together, and you do that out on your patio with this scenery and the entertainment, I mean, that is me. That's what heaven is going to look and smell and sound like.
I will be right next to you.
You will be right next to me. Aaron Wolf, the manager here at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resorts Flying V Bar and Grill. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I want all of our listeners to come out here and enjoy this brand new, and I mean, it hasn't even been 24 hours, brand new fall menu. Experience the fragrances and the flavors and the favors of fall here at the Flying V. Get to know Aaron Wolf and Chef Tyler Lepowski. Get to know them and all of their great contributions here to the Southern Arizona culinary and cocktail scene. Look, man, you got a full dining room. You got to get back to work. Thanks so much for hanging out with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors, and we are going to close out the show with some of my favorite people in the culinary scene. Todd and Sherry Martin from Tucson Tamale Company are here with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Also broadcasting live from the Flying V Bar and Grill at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. This is the red carpet moment, fellow foodies. This is the pregame broadcast because we are just minutes away from the opening of the gates to the first annual Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue. Again, I think there might be one or two tickets left. They're only $45, and your $45 gets you not only a convoy of Harley Davidsons and hot rods, but it also gets you Barrio Bread, Tucson Tamale Company, Dragoon Brewing Company, Whiskey Del Bach, Top Knot Farms, Merchant's Garden, E&R Pork, Pivot Produce, again, Harley Davidson. We've got live blues music by Tom Walbank, some rockabilly tunes kicked out by our friend Al Fowl, one of the funnest names to say at the center of the stage. It's all happening tonight. The mesquite smoke is rising, so come on out here and join us. I'm going to get cleaned up and head down there and head right for those wonderful action stations, finishing it off with some snack cakes and dirty shakes. Krista Owens, the pastry chef here at Lowe's. I'm sure she's been up for the last three nights putting this menu together. Come on out here and join us. And there is a reason why you need to come out and join us, because you actually will get to have a selfie moment with two people who are certainly no strangers to our audience. They have unwrapped deliciousness since the very first time they assembled together and said, look, we think we have a great idea about ways to tell the story of a tamale that is not being told in Southern Arizona. They are now a worldwide force to be reckoned with from Tucson Tamale Company, our good friends Todd and Sherry Martin. I tremble in your presence, Martin. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, good to see you. How are you?
Good to be here.
It's like the last time you guys were on the show, it's just been so fun to watch the growth of your company. And now you've got retailers and customers and partners all over the country. And I mean, I remember in the early days, it was coming down to Broadway and having a great JoJo, or just tasting our way through and having some of the great hot sauces that go with that, and now we're sharing Tucson Tamale with the rest of the country. I mean, how does that make you feel?
It makes us feel great. It's been certainly a labor of love, and I think that our very original location, Broadway, we opened 10 years ago, and with the widening of Broadway, we did have to close that, and that was really a bittersweet moment.
I can't imagine what that was like.
It was sad.
But, it's progress for us, but also for the city. So, you know, we still have two locations here, but our business around the country is just booming. We're in about 2,500 stores around the country now.
2,500 stores.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's pretty cool, too, because just in the last 2 weeks we've had people post. They're in their grocery store in Minnesota or their grocery store in Alaska, and there's Tucson Tamale on the shelf, and they take a picture and post it, and they're like, oh, my God. I get home. Home is here. So it's pretty exciting to see that. It never gets old.
Yeah, well, you know, you grow exponentially, but the one thing that you have not, and I see this happen all the time, you know, word gets out, you become hugely famous across the country, you know, sometimes worldwide, and you sort of forget your community here. The one thing that I just love about the both of you is you still are here, your fixtures, you're central, you continue to embrace this community that first embraced you 10 years ago. And so no matter how many pictures you get from the shelves in Milwaukee or wherever, you know that Tucson is at the heart of what you're
absolutely,
doing.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Tucson's home. I mean, I've been raised here, right? My family moved here when I was 5. And so this is home. We're a part of this community, and we will always be a part of this community.
Yeah. We have grocers around the country, and they'll ask us, so where do you make the tamales? And I'm like, Tucson. but the reason that's actually a great question is because, do you know that Arizona iced tea is made in New York?
It's made in New York.
It's never had anything to do with Arizona.
It's cultural appropriation
in
its worst way. Yeah. But anyway, that's why you're here with Tucson. And without you talked about your family. Without your mother, Sherry, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
We would not be having this conversation. And she was the inspiration for all of us. You know, we would make tamales. I was just talking the other day about, in the summer when the corn came in and the chilies came in and you'd get your 40-pound bag of chilies and you're roasting the chilies. I mean, we did it old school, right? My dad had the grinder, put the corn through the grinder to make the green corn tamales, to get the milk out of it. I mean, all by hand. And in many ways, we've continued that tradition.
And my favorite of all time was when we were cleaning out Celia's house after she passed. One thing that I wanted was all of her recipe books. And in one of her recipe books, I found her handwritten recipe for green corn tamales.
You
and I'm reading it. Wait a minute.
It framed.
Here's the best part. It's framed in our office now. The best part, I'm reading it, and I showed it to Sherry. I said, Sherry, what's missing? She didn't have corn written down on the recipe because in her mind, you can't make green corn tamales without corn, so why write it down?
I love that. I can imagine.
Obvious.
You said this recipe is framed and hanging
in your office.
Yes,
in our office.
Now, the vision that comes to mind, when you go to the archives in Washington and there's the Declaration of Independence and there's this red velvet rope and the two armed guards that are flanking this historic document, I kind of have that. Is there a changing of the guards at your office when it's time to switch shifts?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe one day it'll be in the Smithsonian.
It better be.
Right?
Okay, people are going crazy about these action stations that are happening down in the Coyote Corral. Have you heard about the plans for your tamales tonight?
And speaking of the green corn, it is going to be the green corn tamale. So, again, that is the original. That's the flagship tamale. That's what everybody loves. That's what Tucson is known for. And there's going to be a big cauldron of boiling water, steaming them, and hopefully somebody with really long tongs to get them out of there.
And I understand that it's together at the same station with some of these, you know, those magnificent, you know, vegetables from local gardens that are literally being cooked over ash.
Yes. Yes.
So when you pull those tamales out, I think they're going to spend some time on that ash before they are served, and you can unwrap those. And just, can you imagine from activating the senses, from visually what that looks like, you know, manually by unwrapping that tamale, and then the moment that it comes into your mouth, it's just beautiful.
You know, and that's a tribute to Chef Ken because, you know, he understands the tradition and the history of tamales. It's that 5,000 years ago, that's how they were heated up, was on ash, on real ash like that. So I really hand it to Chef Ken for really honoring the tamale and the history.
And Tucson Tamale Company is a formal member of Chef Ken Harvey's kind of Tucson flavor community. Again, he is respecting the hardworking men and women that really sort of get to represent Tucson at the center of the plate. And he says, look, yes, I work at Lowe's. It's big. It's wonderful and bright. But I want to really make this a local experience for our guests. He's serving 10,000 guests a week at this property.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a lot
great.
Of tamales. Guys.
It's a lot of tamales.
So speaking of tamales, I mean, have you done a head count? I want to know how many tamales you think you will have wrapped in calendar year 2018.
We just did.
This year, it's going to be about 3.5 million tamales.
Hand-wrapped, every single one.
Real people.
3.5 million handmade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Real people.
Yeah.
Made by real people.
Every day.
With families.
With families.
And stories.
Absolutely.
So the tamale that you said that someone snapped a picture of in a store in wherever that was.
Alaska, Minnesota.
In Minnesota, wherever. That tamale was made in Tucson.
Absolutely.
By a real-life
Absolutely.
Human being that's part of your Tucson tamale
and
company.
And on the shelf, right, so the tamales come in a sleeve that slit sits on the shelf. On the side of the box, we had every single one of our employees sign their names.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, yeah, because they were so excited. And so when these boxes of tamales go out, the people that are standing there making the tamales every day have their signature on
That's
their
just
ownership.
Absolutely beautiful.
And what really warms my heart is that they are proud of what they
Absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
They are proud.
Their art exudes.
Yeah.
So quickly tell our listeners exactly where the Tucson Tamale Company locations are right here in southern Arizona so they can come and get to know you guys a little bit better.
Yeah, so we have our two restaurants on Oracle and Ina and Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon. You can order tamales to have shipped directly to your door, and we'll pay for the shipping.
What?
In Arizona.
Absolutely.
Yep.
In all of Arizona.
Free shipping in Arizona.
You want to order tamales, we'll pick up the shipping, and you pick up the tamales, we'll ship them to you for free.
Fellow foodies, it does not get any better than that. Unwrap a little bit of history. Get to know the Martins because they're beautiful people, and I love everything that they're about. Website address to have.
TucsonTamale.com.
TucsonTamale.com. Todd and Sherry Martin, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Love everything you're all about. I got to tell you, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on my website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Todd Martin, Sherry Martin, reminding you if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on out and join us at the Rockabilly and Blues Barbecue.
Awesome.